Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
About a year ago, Bruce Moncour, Afghan campaign, Canadian Armed Forces veteran, and speaking for Afghan Vets of Canada, and the nonprofit Valor in the Presence of Enemies, the Enemy, joined us on this program with the former Chief of Defense Staff, General Rick Hillier, to lobby for Canada's highest military order, the Canadian Victoria Cross, to be awarded to Private Jess La Rochelle, who in 2006 in Afghanistan performed heroically to save his fellow unit members while Private La Rochelle was himself gravely wounded. He's still suffering from those wounds and injuries, but he kept on fighting. So we talked to Bruce Moncour, who's been on this program. First time Bruce was on with me, it was maybe 15, 17 years ago, after he had been severely injured and had was coming back health-wise. He had sustained an injury when he was hit by shrapnel from a shell fired by an American fighter jet, which struck Bruce in the skull. So we had this conversation with Bruce and General Hillier, and they were talking about Private La Rochelle and what he had done and how he'd comported himself in the face of really incredible odds and how he'd saved his fellow soldiers, and that he deserved at least to be recognized properly, and you know, we all felt should be awarded the Canadian Victoria Cross. And there was a national petition, and then it went to Parliament, and in June of this year something happened, and I'm sorry, I don't know if I was on vacation or what was going on. I was not really aware of what had taken place. So Bruce Moncour is back with us. Bruce, thank you for coming back. And I know this is so important to you and to so many veterans from the Afghanistan campaign. Remind us, please, what the story is about Private Jess La Rochelle.
Of course, Roy. Thanks for having me back. And it really helps to have voices like yours advocating for us. But in a nutshell, Jess, we've been advocating for Jess for about 2 years now, basically saying that there needs to be an independent body review of experts, panelists, historians that review Canadian soldiers from past and present, including Jess, and ask that if the evidence is deemed, enough, that they would upgrade these Canadians to the Canadian Victoria Cross.
And that Victoria Cross, the Canadian Victoria Cross, was struck specially for Canada's military and by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. If I recall correctly, there's been no Victoria Cross or Canadian Victoria Cross that's been awarded to a Canadian member of the military since the Second World War. Is that correct?
We have never given the Canadian Victoria Cross out as a country. We have done in 1993, we took it over in, and then, sorry, I got some dogs.
No, I can hear them. We love dogs. So it's okay. Let them bark.
Right. 1991, the Australians did it. They made their own Victoria Cross, and we followed suit 2 years later. And since then, in 93, when we've taken over and made the Canadian Victoria Cross, we have not given it out to any Canadian member of the military.
May I just read a little bit of what you sent me a year ago so that our listeners are really aware of what took place? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'll read from the official citation. On October 14th, 2006, Private La Rochelle of the 1st Royal Canadian Regiment Battle Group was manning an observation post when it was destroyed by an enemy rocket in Pashmul, Afghanistan. Although he was alone, severely injured and under sustained enemy fire in his exposed position at the ruined observation post, he aggressively provided covering fire for the otherwise undefended flank of his company's position. While two members of the personnel were killed and three others were wounded in the initial attack, Private La Rochelle's heroic actions permitted the remainder of the company to defend their battle positions and to successfully fend off the sustained attack of more than 20 insurgents. His valiant conduct saved the lives of many members of his company. What it doesn't say is that his injuries were a broken back, detached retina, deaf in his right ear, and firing all the rockets caused shoulder problems. 2 years later, shrapnel was still pushing itself out of his body. Imagine coming to with all these injuries and fighting off a sustained attack. It also doesn't mention that two LAVs on that flank had weapon stoppages, meaning he was the only sustained fire on that flank. And by his own testimony, he says he volunteered to go to the observation post despite the fact that the platoon was shorthanded and undermanned. With knowledge that the attack was imminent, he went down to the observation post with two C-6 machine guns, meaning you would have needed four people to properly man that position because the C-6 is a two-man weapon. He also manned this observation point for an additional 12 hours after the battle before coming back to carry his section mate during a ramp ceremony. This information is missing from his citation, and because of this, we are calling for a review. Well, Bruce, the review took place, did it not? And then what happened? What happened when it went to Parliament, and the parliamentarians had the choice?
So my partner, MP Nikki Ashton, submitted the petition E3636, and it had a 14,129 signatures. And from that, Member of Parliament Aaron O'Toole then put forward a unanimous consent motion in the House, which basically is put forward a motion asking for a independent body review, and it would need all parties to agree. It would have to be, as it states, unanimous. He sent out a 3 days prior a 14-page, docet explaining what he was looking for, and actually worked with the Bloc and the NDP and the other parties. Worked with the Liberals and asked them what they would want to change. And in fact, the Bloc did ask for a few amendments, which were made. And then they put it to a unanimous consent. And every party except for the Liberals voted in favor of this independent body review.
Here's a statement from Vice Admiral Mark Norman, who is on this program quite frequently. The Admiral wrote this: "Over the past few months, I've been seized by the growing support across Canada for a review of Jess La Rochelle's Valor Citation. Of everything I have read, I've been most impressed by the endorsements from members of La Rochelle's former chain of command who are now requesting a review of the original nomination. I do not understand why Canada was unable to find sufficient cause to award a Victoria Cross for at least one of the conspicuous acts of valor throughout our prolonged campaign in Afghanistan. Many Canadians distinguished themselves in ways equal to, or perhaps better than, our allies who have bestowed the highest honor on their most valiant soldiers." That's from Admiral Mark Norman. And yet when it goes to Parliament, the Liberals voted down. And I understand, correct me if I'm wrong here, there was some derision as well directed toward the Member of Parliament who suggested the award for Private La Rochelle. Am I right about that?
There was. So it's quite an odd situation because his Member of Parliament is the Speaker of the House, Anthony Rota, and we've worked very closely with Mr. Rota's office, and they are all in favor of it. And we also worked with the head of the Liberal member, John McKay, out of Toronto. He's head of the Defense Committee, and he said that he's in favor of it. So we honestly thought that they would be able to whip the vote. Unfortunately, when Mr. O'Toole got up to present, he was heckled by some of the Liberals, a member from Prince Edward Island, and he had to ask them, you know, if you don't support me, at least show a little bit of decorum for the soldiers that we're arguing for. And I'd like to also add, Roy, that this isn't just Jess. We've identified 28 other soldiers, 10 from Afghanistan and another 18 from other wars across our history, in particular two black soldiers from the First World War six indigenous soldiers from the World Wars. And we feel that the possibility here is that they didn't get the Victoria Cross because of the racial biases for their skin color. We found one soldier in particular in the Second World War, Mo Hurwitz, who was, and I quote from Professor David O'Keefe, who suggested that in his research that Mo Hurwitz did not get the Victoria Cross because, and I quote, Jews are known to lie.
Oh, my God.
Quote.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like we have enough evidence here.
Yeah, you do.
To go back and look at some of these soldiers, you know, racially, you know, religion, and others of that nature, that we feel that we can review them. For example, Francis Pegamo.
I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm going to have to stop here, but but what we're going to do is we're not going to stop with this now. This isn't just a one-off 10-minute interview. We will continue because the individuals you mentioned, and since Jess LaRoche's case came before Parliament, we're not going to stop. The DND said it doesn't care. Public opinion isn't going to change its mind. Well, let's find out. Public opinion has changed many minds.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.